Okay, we'll be talking tonight some interesting halachas. We're now moving on after having discussed in detail the halachas of a beis hakisei. We're now ready to move on to the halachas of a beis of a merchatz, of a bathhouse. Remember, in previous generations, bathhouses were built very different than nowadays. There was no bath. We're very lucky to have a bath in our houses. It was very, very interesting. A punkt spoke to my mother-in-law today. It's quite a rare occurrence. I actually spoke to my mother. She told me that when she was a child, she remembers that she managed without a fridge, without a fridge, without a phone, and they said that even the toilets of most houses were not in the building. Can you believe that?
In London.
No, that was not in London. That was in Denmark. In Denmark.
You don't need a fridge in Denmark.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Once a week they were delivered ice blocks.
They had a fridge,
they had ice blocks. Once a week ice blocks were delivered. Wow. And that's what they used.
So you mean the toilet was outside?
The toilet was outside. I don't know. It's that she remembers the very modern buildings. They were built with toilets inside, but this is my mother-in-law. Yeah. There was no phone. Can you believe no phone? No phone. This is not going back hundreds of years ago. This is my mother-in-law.
Better quality of life in some areas.
I'm sure.
In the 50s, also in Israel, people didn't have a proper fridge.
In the 50s, in Israel, how did they manage? In Israel?
Block of ice.
Yeah. Block of ice. But it probably didn't last very long, the block of ice.
Phone we didn't have at home until I was like 10.
No phone until then. Where was that?
In Elat. Only public phones or in shops or...
Yeah.
Or if you're a doctor or you're working for the emergency or...
Yeah. So this is not such a long time ago. Things just unbelievable. And we can't walk now.
Yeah.
We can't walk. If somebody walks, you just will stand without a phone. If you just walk without a phone, you feel that you're something missing, right? Something missing. So this is it. I'm sure people were happier then, no? People were happy with that.
We had a better childhood.
Better childhood?
Oh yeah, we've been outside all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they know?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the bathhouses. The bathhouses, which will obviously give us a bit of an insight with regards to the halachas of if you have a bathroom nowadays, which is not a toilet, what will be the halacha then? Yes.
It's the same with the tzniut. There's no tzniut there, so why should you think to say Shema?
Very good, excellent. We'll speak about that. How can it be that in bathhouse? Where can you say Shema? Where can you say any bracha for that matter? Very good. Yeah. So this was very relevant halacha. Nowadays, it's probably mainly relevant if you've got a toilet in one room and you've got a bathroom being a different room, the bathroom with a shower being a different room, what's going to be the halacha then? Can you say bracha there or not? And we'll be talking a very interesting Mishneh Berurah Mitzvah Hashem, which goes into the name of Shalom, Is anybody called Shalom over here? You got a second name of Shalom? You know somebody called Shalom? Can you say the name Shalom if you're in a place that you can't say Shema? Can you say the name Shalom? Because we all know that the name of Shalom is also Shem Hashem. So is that a problem? So we'll be talking about that, which is interesting about. Okay, let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Pei Dalet, Seif Aleph. Mechatz Chodosh. Okay, we're talking about a new bathhouse. Shaloi Rachatzuboy, which was never used for washing oneself. It's never been used for washing oneself. Muta Likros Boy. So we spoke yesterday that there's a big difference between a place that has actually been designated and used as a toilet or a place that has never been used. And if it's... now we are talking... The same will apply also with regards to a merchatz, a bathhouse. And we're learning that if it's a merchatz chodesh, if it's brand new and it's never been used, you've got a bathhouse, never been used, then you're allowed to say Shema. The fact that it's intended and designated for a bathhouse doesn't matter, you can still say Shema there. Uve Yashan. Now what about a bathhouse which has been used? An old one. Uve Yashan, old one. Now it makes the following distinction. Beveis Hachitzon, the outer room. Shekol ha'oimdim sham levushim. So there's three rooms when you enter a bathhouse. There's the outer room, which is literally the outer room, the entrance area. Then everybody's fully clothed there. Everybody's wearing everything. Then there's the emtsoi room, the middle room. In that middle room, some are still wearing clothes, some are getting undressed already. And then there is the pnimi, which is the inner room, where everybody is literally undressed in order to go into the bath. So it makes a difference. Now, if you want to know about saying Shema, Taloch is as follows. Beveis achitzoin, the outer area, shekoloim dimshom levushim, that everybody is still fully dressed, muta, you're allowed to say Shema. It's a normal room. Uvem tzoi, the middle area, that some people are dressed, some are undressed. The halach is as follows. The middle room, the middle area, the halach is as follows. Yesh sham sheilas shalom. You're allowed to greet somebody and say shalom. Avoloi kriyas shema v'tfila. The middle area, where some people are dressed and some are not, you are allowed to say shalom, but you're not allowed to say shema v'tfila. What about thinking Torah? That the Ramah says, you're allowed to think in Torah. You're allowed to think Torah in the middle area of a Beis HaMechatz. Uvepnimi, and what about the inner area? Shekulam oimnim shomarumim, that everybody is totally undressed, or as the Bialocha points out, according to Yerushalmi, the vast majority of people are undressed. Afilu shel shalom, also you're not even allowed to say shalom. You're not even allowed to say Omen. If somebody makes a bracha from outside, whatever, you're not even allowed to say Omen. So again, if you've got a bathroom which has been used, a bath area which has been used, it makes a difference as to whether you're talking about the outer area, the middle area, or the inner area. The outer area where people are completely dressed, you're allowed to say Shema. The inner area, which is some people are dressed, some people are not dressed, the halacha is, you're allowed to say Shalom, but you're not allowed to say Shema and Tefillah. You are allowed to think in Torah. In the inner area, not allowed to do anything at all. Yeah. As opposed to if there's nobody in there. Very good question. Very good question. The answer is, it's a very good question. The answer is that no, even if not. Okay. Right. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Tev Katan Aleph says, even if it's been used once, the rock if it's been used once, so have like a mechatz yoshin is considered a mechatz yoshin already. We called in after all its halachas. Machshir be'azman and ve'maisa is azman and maisa. Once been used once, and similar as we found by the toilet, it's considered to be a base of mechatz. Save cotton gimel uktas arumim some in the middle area. Some are dressed, some are not. Yeshoyim da filim achshav kulam levushim or she'en shem adam klal. Mamash your point. Mamash, your point that if there is nobody there, if there's nobody there, it doesn't make a difference. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to say Shema there. Because walking came in Shabbat, miyuchad le shemarumim, felevushim ktas, dinik emerchat zolov. He said, halacha is that since it's designated for a place that some people do get undressed there, it doesn't make a difference that now nobody's undressed, it doesn't make a difference. It's lemaisa considered based on emerchat already. Right. Rabbi Isai, going into the Shaila of Sheila Shalom, why do you think is it a problem to say, why is it allowed? What would there be a problem? Let me phrase as follows. Why would there be a problem to say Shalom in the middle area? And why are you also to say Shalom in the inner area? Why? What's wrong with saying Shalom? It's quite rude not to say Shalom. What's wrong with saying Shalom?
Respond to the other person.
Respond. Right. Very good. Your name, you're using the name of Hashem. Yeah. Question that the poskim ask is: what about if a person's name is Shalom? What would be the halacha then? Are you allowed? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the middle area you're allowed, but in the inner area you're not allowed to greet somebody by saying the name Shalom because you're actually, you know, because you're actually using the name of Hashem. So if somebody in the inner area says Shalom, you're not allowed to say Shalom. You're not allowed to say Shalom in the middle, inner area, because you're using the name of Hashem. Now my question, which is as follows. Are you allowed to, if somebody is named Shaloi, somebody's name is Shaloi, are you allowed to call him in the inner area of the Beis HaMechatz? Pardon?
I say yes.
Why?
Rashi says, does it by Elohim. He says it's many names like chords. So you don't have to say, you can say the name Elohim.
Fascinating.
Because it has many references.
Fascinating point.
It's idolatry. So you can say it in the context.
Beautiful. Mamash, amazing. Really, really beautiful point. Mamash beautiful. That's exactly what Bshom Zaman says. Mamash beautiful. The point, we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The argument is, the question is, are you allowed to call somebody Shalom in a place where you're not allowed to say Shalom because it's Hashem's name? You're not allowed to greet somebody saying Shalom. You're not allowed to greet somebody. What about saying his name if somebody's name is Shalom? So you are saying that yes, because you're not referring to the name of Hashem. Therefore, you're allowed to. Do you agree to that? Yeah, you're allowed to say the name?
Yeah, because the Kavanah is different.
The Kavanah is different. You're allowed to say Shalom? Yeah?
Where does it end? Eliyahu, go everyone.
Yeah, most names have got, many names have got, yeah. Hashem said, okay, look at what the Mishnah Berurah says a bit, because this is very relevant in many areas of Halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Nvav, Afilu Shel HaShalom Osom, Ki, because Shalom, the word Shalom, Hu Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, as it says, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Hashem has, one of his many names is Shalom. Vehu Adin, and similarly, She'osu Liten Shalom Lechaveiroi, B'mevois Ab Metunofois, there is also an halacha which we're going to learn, that means Hashem. You're not allowed to say Shalom, you're not allowed to greet somebody in a place where it's Mevois Ab Metunofois, dirty areas. Areas which are dirty areas, where there's Tzoya, or where there's dirty areas. You're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to greet somebody by saying the word Shalom, because you're referring to, there is the name of Hashem there. The Chol Dinu Kiveis Apnimi. The same halacha is Beis Apnimi. What about a person whose name is Shalom? Yesh Oisin Beis HaMechatz. Many people ask to say his name in a Beis HaMechatz. Likroiso Bishmoy, you call him his name, Elo B'Lashon Laz. You actually have to use his Goyish name. Use his Goyish name, but don't use the name Shalom, because it's Hashem's name. For Yesh Matirin, and many allow it, Kevan She'eino Mischav, and who said the word Kavana? You said Kavana. Shekivan she'einu mischavan al inin Hashalom. Since you're not referring to the name of Hashem, Elo only laskol shmon shelasa adam. All you're referring to is to the person whose name is Shalom. You're not referring to Hashem. You're referring to his name. Therefore, it's permitted. Uvedivrei soifim, when it comes to the rabbanon matters, olach achar hamekel, you can't be lenient. V'chenoegim in dalez demenek. V'yorei shamayim yesh l'achmir, somebody who is fears Hashem should be stringent. There are many achronim who forbid it. And what you should do is you should swallow up the mem and say shalom. Not say shalom, but say shalom. Like this, you're second to all opinions. Beloy mem, or shalom, or you say shalom with a nun. And also with a letter, which is a non-Torah letter, Shaloi lichtov Shalom, involve rak Shalom, Shemot Zelizrik Ba'ashpois. So Mishavuvi is mamash relevant. It says the following, that yes, it's true, really, you're allowed to say the name Shalom, even if it's in a place that you're not allowed to name the name of Hashem. Mevois number two, not voice, you're not allowed to greet by saying Shalom. You're not allowed, in a basic case, they say the word Shalom, you're greeting in the name of Hashem, you know. When it comes to the name, there's a machloek, because many poets can say it's fine, because, you know, you don't have the kavan of Hashem. You're only referring to the person's name. Therefore, it's fine. He says, there are machmirim, and the machmirim, they will just try to get out of it by not saying the word Shalom properly. They will either say without a mem, or they'll say with a nun. But they're going to be machmi, Yeshmaim is going to be machmi, he's not going to say the name of Shalom properly. He does say that in a letter, when it comes to a letter, and you want to write the name of Shalom, don't write mamash the name Shalom, write it Shaloi, and then the, what's that called, that apostrophe, is that what it's called? You've had Shin, Lamed, Vav, and then a... Yeah, apostrophe. Yeah, is what it's called. So don't write... That's what... And you'll... Because why is that? Why is a letter a problem? Because letters often end up in the dustbin, and you don't want to end up writing a name which refers to Ribbono Shel Olam as well, and it ends up being dustbin. The question which is maybe right to address is, what about all the other names? That's what you pointed out. What about all the other names which have got Hashem's name? Yisrael, Eliyahu, Chaim. Many other names have got the same problem. What would be the Shaila there? That's right. Yes. Many names have got Hashem's name. Is that a problem? Yes or no? And I'm going to add to that as well something which used to be very common. I don't know about England, but I know that by the Yekkers in Germany and by the Yekkers, the Chassidim never had that, I don't think, but the Yekkers certainly used to call they had Yiddish names, and besides that, Goyish names, and some of them actually were Gottfried, for instance, one of the very common names, Gottfried, which is a German name, very common. I don't know if there's an English translation of that.
Gottfried.
Yeah. That was very common by the Yekkers. It was very common. And it means, referring to Hashem, and Shalom, peace. And there's many other names like that as well, which are English, or should we call them English, or German, or non-Loshna Kodesh names, which have also Hashem's name in it. What about those? Can you say them in a Beis HaMechetz? Can you not say them in a Beis HaMechetz? Or should you be Machmir? Not Machmir? Can you write it in a letter? Can you write it in a letter? I have a person whom I know, his name is Gottesman. Because his family name is Gottesman. And I never know what's the halacha with regards to if I write his letter, if I write him an email, if I write him a letter, if I write him a text message, and I write Mr. Gottesfeld. And do I have to make sure to be really, really careful and write instead of Gottesfeld, instead of writing with a G-O and then G-O and then the rest of the name, or, pardon? Yeah, that's right. Never thought of that. That's right. It's also, do you have to just do it like some people do? You do a G and then instead of the O, you're going to make a C and then you carry on with a D or with a T. You have to be Makbid because you've got Hashem's name. What do you think? Yeah, I'm sure you've seen that in the past. Have you seen that? People Makbid. Do you have to be Makbid or not? What's your opinions? Can you write Rabbi Godlevsky and you know in an envelope and you know it's going to end up in the dustbin probably? You have to do that. What does Levsky mean? Must be a Russian. It's a common thing. Levsky. Do you know what Levsky means? What is that? Does it mean son of? Oh. Yeah. Reb Shai, what do you tell him?
Never noticed anyone put a hyphen in the name.
No,
Reb Shai,
the
Chazon
Ish never signed his name
for
me. Yeah, he wrote...
I'm that such.
Yeah, that's right. He actually often wrote Ish. He was himself the Ish. He wrote Aleph Yud Shin. He wrote Ish. He signed Ish. Avom Yishai. Yeah. Well, what is that problem? If you Makbit... Reb Gideon Menashe Halevi, what do you taina? Not a problem. Not a problem. What about Yirei Shemaim? Yirei Shemaim, he says, should be Machmir. Yirei Shemaim should be Machmir. He speaks about Sholom of Yisrael. Yirei Shemaim should be Machmir. Does that apply to them as well?
Some people are Machmir not to say Shabbos on the Mikvah. Shabbos also
Shemaim Shabbat Baruch. Oh, really? That's interesting. Not to say the word Shabbos.
The Rav said there's a stechemet, you shouldn't call your son Shalom, you should call it Shalom. Even Shabbos, they don't say that.
That's interesting. Shabbos also saying very good. So the Maisa, the Poskim over here states the following, and they say that we say that one can be Machmir with regards to Shalom, that is specifically with regards to the name of Shalom. This does not apply to any other names which have Hashem's name in it. It is whether it's other names in Loshna Kodesh, or whether it is named in English, there it's certainly fine. And one doesn't have to be Machmir. This is only with regards to the name of Sholem. And the reason is because the reason is based on the Mishnah in Brachos. Now, in the end of the last Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, says Chazal will mesakein that one should be shoyl. Do you know the Mishnah? One should be shoyl. One should be greeting other people with the name of Boaz. One should be Boaz is takana. One should greet people with the name of Shalom, because the name of Hashem. And by doing that, you remember that Mishnah? We learned it together a number of years ago. You remember it? Pardon?
The last one.
That's right. So there it says that with the Chachomim were mesakein, one should dafka greet other. One should greet people with the name of Shalom, because that's to think about Ribbono Shel Olam. So there is over there a special reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Special reference to Ribbono Shel Olam. However, when it comes to any other names, which is it's mamash a kinoin, it's mamash no, hasn't got any kedusha in it, and therefore there is taka no problem whatsoever in a mikveh, in dirty places, or in any place that you wouldn't normally say the name of Hashem, there is no problem to use other names and to call people other names. That's not a problem. It's only specifically with the name of Shalom that is a slight chomer. Okay, now with regards to the point of Amen, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, one shouldn't say Amen in a Beis HaMechetz. One shouldn't say Amen Beis HaMechetz. That means that even if you do hear Bracha, you shouldn't say Amen. What about if somebody's asked a Shaila? Are you allowed to say, if somebody asks a person a halacha, are you allowed to say, I'm not you're allowed to pass on shilas in a bathroom? In a bathhouse?
Yeah.
But you just said halacha then. You have said you're not allowed to pass
in. I will answer you outside.
Yeah. So I'm going to answer you outside. And he says, why? Why? You're being rude to me.
I'll tell you outside.
But you're being rude to me. Are you allowed to say I'm not allowed to answer shaylos here?
Is
it dvar halacha? You know what? It's dvar halacha.
Yeah. You're not asking the explanation. You can say it.
But you are saying a halacha matter. You're saying a psak. You're not allowed to. Without explanation, therefore, it's fine.
Because it's halacha,
then it's right. It's a very interesting one. The Mishnah Berurah says that gam im shaloi otn dvar halacha beis apnimi also loy maloi ein mashiv mechetz. You're not allowed to say I'm not allowed to answer. You're not allowed to say I'm not allowed to answer in the bathhouse.
So what are you going to say?
You're like this.
I
think that what you said is a very nice way of saying, very gentlemanlike, very polite, very diplomatic. I'll speak to you outside. That's quite diplomatic, no?
To do like that.
Yeah, it's a bit rude. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, right? En mashim mechatz, you're not allowed to say. But what he does suggest, he actually says, "Avol rishay loy ma bechol ze mechatzu." You're allowed to say, this is the bathhouse. This is the bathhouse. Gentlemen, this is the bathhouse. You're allowed to say that. So that's acceptable. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. Just to recap, that there's three levels in the Beis HaMechetz Yoshen. There's one which is the outer area. You're allowed to do whatever you want there. You're allowed to speak and say the Torah matters in the outer area. The middle area, you're not allowed to say Torah and Shema. Hiru is permitted, but davening and saying Shema, you're not allowed to do. That's the middle area. The inner area altogether, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not even allowed to say Sheila Shalom. We spoke about the name Shalom, that is different. And if you're referring to the name specifically, it's fine. That Yerushalayim should be Machmir. And we spoke about saying Amen. Amen is in the inner area of Osu. And we said you're not even allowed to say En Mashiv Mechatz. It's like, it reminds me a little bit. It reminds me remotely. I remember once. It was a bit of an interesting person engaged in the Yeshiva with me. And then he told me that there's a halach as we were leaving end of Zman, and I was going to my house and he was going to his house. So we said goodbye to each other. And then he said, you know, there's a halacha that when you separate, you should separate with the dvar halacha. So when you separate two people leave, you should always say Idva Alocha. And I said, that's right. So go for it. He said, I just did. Fine, okay. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.